Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now I did not mind being asleep at this time yesterday. I didn't mind it.
Really? Because I was thinking of Mr. I want to work today, yesterday, and hoping that you got some rest and realized that, you know, maybe it was okay me being off yesterday.
I want it to be very clear. Number one, I like working on federal holidays. And it's not because I like working. I like working on federal holidays because I know there's a bunch of people out there that don't get them off. And so to provide some regularity and normalcy to the day of the cops and firefighters and nurses and doctors, et cetera, that, you know, there's no such thing as a traditional holiday for them, to provide some normalcy has always been something that I've enjoyed doing.
All that is awesome, but that means you don't care about your fellow employee who might want the time off.
No. No. Yeah. Number two.
You can do all that.
Number two.
And make it sound that way.
The second thing is I like having, we've done this before, and I'm not upset by it at all, whatever, I slept in. But I like having that holiday as an extra vacation day that I can use it anywhere that I want. Like, I don't understand. And this was a fight you and I have had. I've had it with Cole and Diesel before. Well, I just want Monday. Right. But why have just a random Monday in the middle of football season when you could have an extra day down the pipe that you could stick onto what is already a 3-day weekend and make it 4, or a 4-day weekend and make it 5, and not have a Monday off during football season? It's football season. This is our era. This is our football era. Why would you want a Monday off when you could take that day and take the day after a long holiday weekend off, have an extra day when football is not over, but all but over at that point, or at least college football is? Why just have some random Monday in the middle of November off when you could save it and still have that day off, just in a more optimized time?
So, Elton or Bono, I haven't decided which one to call you.
I'm good either way.
Yeah, okay.
Joshua Tree was a piece of art.
Yeah. What have they done since then?
I don't care. Joshua Tree was a work of art. Deserves more credit.
I did like Mysterious Ways.
That's fair.
Yeah, it was a good song. So what you're saying is it's okay to be away from them for an extended amount of time. All these people you're talking about, you want to extend your time away instead of just taking a day off. You want to take 6 days off away from them instead of taking a day off. You want to take 9 days away from them.
Once again, your ability to turn yourself into a victim to make me look like a jerk is impressive. Oh, you don't want to be around us. No.
I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about them. All those people you talk about, the firefighters, the cops, all those guys. You want to take extended time away from them, but not just one random day.
No, I'm saying even though I absolutely want to do a show on a federal holiday that is also a random Monday in November, I also need vacation, right? Like, I also
get
it. Because
you used up all your vacation.
No, I haven't. I got 3 days left, all right?
You told me
and they
used
will be
it
used.
All.
It turns out I got more than I thought I did. My job's good. No. Because if I take off down the line, if I take off a day that's not a regular day, then all the other shows are working, right? Like, if I take off that day, but Bill Ryder's not off that day. Jim Rome's not off that day. Colin Diesel aren't off that day. Amy Lawrence isn't off that
day.
Do
you know that they didn't work yesterday? I mean, that they worked yesterday? Do you know they worked yesterday?
I don't know who worked yesterday. I didn't do a damn thing
yesterday. Thank you.
I jumped on the motorcycle. Because
some of those guys you're talking about, they also worked, like Ryder works for Odyssey. So chances are he wasn't here yesterday.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right?
So like we didn't do our show yesterday. And then Ryder didn't do his show. You know damn good and well Jim Rome didn't do his show yesterday.
Right.
Colin Diesel didn't do their show yesterday. So that means that from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m., you had a bunch of fill-ins that were stepping in. There wasn't the normal. And that's
so
not saying that those.
You don't want those guys to get a chance.
Not saying that those kids aren't talented. What I'm saying is, if you are a fan, and I know you are more than anybody else in this building, a fan of routine and regimentation, right? And so if you get up in the morning, the alarm gives out a warning. You don't think you'll ever make it on time. By the time you grab a look, grab your books and you give yourself a look. You want to turn on the dial and you want to hear what you normally hear. You want to hear the routine. You want to hear your routine. You want to hear your habit, your pattern. And that's us. That's us, right? And instead, you didn't get that. You just got some dude. And that's not to say that that dude, maybe it wasn't, hell, maybe you heard that dude and you went, this cat's better than Rob Brown. Why is he not on, right? Like, maybe. I doubt it, but maybe. I like giving regularity and regimentation to the people that don't get holidays off, and then I'll just take my day somewhere else on a day that the rest of the hosts on this network aren't taking a day of vacation, and then at least there, even if this show's not regular, you have all the rest of it, right? Like, that's the thing.
So you felt like you were a minority. You felt like you were outvoted because you were. So how did that make you feel? Did you feel unimportant?
Small. Yes.
Okay.
Insignificant, unimportant.
So the democratic process failed you.
Yes. Where's the electoral college on vacation days?
By the way,
electoral
college, I would win that. So, I mean, you'd be in trouble there too. So
here's all I'm saying.
As an incumbent for like 25 years.
That's not how the electoral college works. You're here already, therefore you get more sway.
No, it's where people go, oh yeah, I know him, and they check that box.
That's just the democratic process. So anyway, you got there. Texas said, hate to tell y'all, but every one of the regulars worked yesterday. Maggie and Perloff, Ryder, Rome, and Gelb all worked. All right, well, so you got the big Odyssey dudes swinging the stick. All right, good.
Good for them.
Good. I'm glad. I mean, genuinely, I'm glad to hear that.
I don't feel guilty about getting 2 days off in a row. I understand,
but you could have 5 days off down the line in a row.
No, it's hard for me to do that because, my importance to everything. And so because of that, having more, 4 days is too much for me as far as the process of the building working and,
Oh, well, as long as Lonzo's good, then everybody
me and Cole. Me and Cole. That's right. Me and Cole.
And Diesel, all three of you
Diesel's,
guys wanted
Diesel's
that
on
off.
Vacation this week, so.
Oh, so he was off anyway.
So he would have wanted it off, yes.
So that's basically it works out for Diesel because he got his vacation day anyway. So he
got one back because he realized it was a holiday, so he was able to take that and do what you said and extend his holiday.
Well, no. I mean, he still got the same amount of days that he would have had. He just didn't waste a vacation day unnecessarily because we could have floated a day and had an extra day. I'm a big Christmas guy. We could have supported the troops by working yesterday.
He says that to say that nobody else is. Obviously, we're not.
Well, you wanted one less day off around Christmas? You could have had one more day off around Christmas, and you were like, nah, random Monday in November. That's what's up.
I still got a couple weeks off, so,
All right, sports, let's get to it. We have got a lot to get to, a lot to talk about. A good one last night. Miami Dolphins saved their season last night by beating the Rams.
Did they?
They absolutely did.
What's the record?
3-6 now.
Oh, wow.
They're in the AFC East.
I know.
Which is like last year's NFC South and also this year's NFC South.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I mean they're not they're hurt. They ain't dead, as Gary Bertier once said. They're hurt, they ain't dead. If they would have lost last night, they'd have been dead. But they fought. They had a little desperation in them. We're going to get to that later in the show. My God, the Dallas Cowboys are a disaster right now. I got to tell you, I try not to go too down the road of Schadenfreude, you know, where you take enjoyment and pleasure out of the misery of other people. I try not to be that guy.
Especially when you're that guy, you're going directly against our boss. I don't know if you keep that in mind.
I do keep it in mind. And if you don't think I haven't gone down there to listen to him and moan about his football team, I don't think there's anything I'm going to say today about that garbage-ass football team. And I'm not talking in terms of the people who love them. I'm talking about Jerry Jones, Mike McCarthy, and the players in the locker room. It's garbage right now. So I don't think there's anything that I am going to say today that he wouldn't go, yeah, that's right.
If you're going after Cole, that's okay, because that's his team too. So, I mean, you know.
How do we have two Cowboys fans in this building? Actually, it's probably more than that, to be honest with you.
America's team, right?
Not no more!
Oh, well.
I got to tell you right now, if I'm a Dallas fan, I don't want to be represented by that garbage-ass franchise. What a joke. I got players out here saying, oh, our coach can move on, go wherever he wants. I'm playing for my assistant coaches. I got Jerry Jones out here saying, Dak Prescott sucks. That's a paraphrase, but it's pretty close. I got him getting ready. They got Rex Ryan saying on the air loudly with his chest saying.
Yeah, but when's the last time he was relevant? He's just a soundbite, and it's a forced soundbite.
I actually think Rex is doing a pretty good job.
Nah,
I really do.
He's annoying. When I see him, I just turn the channel. He used to be something. I don't know what he is now, other than let me keep my job.
I like him.
He's a hot take guy. That's all he is.
I don't agree
I thought you didn't like hot take guys. He's the most hot take guy on ESPN.
No, he's what the hell are you talking about?
Oh,
the employee Stephen
doubt.
A. Smith.
Yeah, yeah, and at least sometimes Stephen A. Smith makes sense. Rex Ryan.
Hit me the next time he does. I know Russell Wilson personally.
Today he's going to be destroying Dallas like you are, so I'm sure everything he says will be
right.
Yeah,
but like, let's keep it a buck. He doesn't say anything big about Dallas. He just trolls Cowboys fans. That doesn't do anything for me. Like, okay.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to spend a segment today doing it too. But
I don't
not the point.
Know why anyone would troll a fan base. That's above us.
I mean, it's above me. We're going to talk about that because they're a freaking disaster. As are the Chicago Bears. The Bears. The Bears are bad. So bad that fans are writing, creating, producing, and performing parody songs on the internet. And I may have just stumbled upon the best miserable fan parody song I've ever heard. That's all you're getting right now. You got to come back for the rest.
The harmony is there.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering why you were singing that song this
morning. Uh-huh. They harmonize. The guitar work is excellent. All right. Little Kansas dust in the wind, but instead it's this cursed franchise, the Bears. And they do it in the superfans accent. It's unbelievable. It might be the greatest fan parody song. And we've had some bangers on this show. We had the Dallas Cowboy miserable fan hip hop beat a couple of weeks ago, which I got to go find that guy on the internet again. I can't imagine at this point that guy's not having a full wholesale mental health crisis right now. So we'll check in with him maybe at some point this week. But these dudes went next level. These dudes went next level, and I loved it. We're going to play that for you later on in the radio broadcast. We got to get to some college football. Ladies and gentlemen, the college football playoff rankings will be dropped this evening, as they are on Tuesdays throughout the remainder of the season until we have our 12-team bracket set up. Here's what I know. Like it or not, the college football playoff rankings at least somewhat resemble the Associated Press rankings. Guess who's ranked in the AP Top 25? That would be your South Carolina Gamecocks. Checking into the top 25 for the first time this year, ranked at number 23 after going on the road and getting it done against the Vanderbilt Commodores. By the way, Good win. Diego Pavi is fun to watch play football. But that, like, he kept them alive in that game by being Diego Pavia.
It was fun to watch him get up off the ground.
I mean, they won the game. Like, we're gonna gas up the Cox all day long. But what I'm saying is, Diego Pavia is fun to watch play football. He's just a fun athlete. I think he's one of those cats that even if you're playing against him, even after you're getting after him, you got to respect what that kid does. That dude has put the Vanderbilt Commodores on his back. It's pretty impressive.
You want to talk about the lawsuit?
We are going to talk about the lawsuit. Okay. Because he is suing the NCAA. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Looking forward to it. But South Carolina goes on the road, get the win over Vandy. I asked what. It shifted. This was the first game in a hot minute that I did not say make it competitive. I said make it competitive against LSU. You did. You got jobbed. I said make it competitive against Ole Miss. I came in here and I ran Shano through the ringer because you didn't. I said make it competitive against Alabama. You did. I said make it competitive on the road at Oklahoma. Now it turns out Oklahoma stinks. But I said, make it competitive on the road against Oklahoma. You won the game. I said, make it competitive the next week at home against the cult of Texas A&M. You won the game. This was the first game this weekend that I said, nah, I'm not asking for competitive. You got to go win this game. You've got an opportunity. It's knocking right there on the door to a set knob and answer it. And they did. They did. They went to Vanderbilt, a place that has got some voodoo on it for top teams this year. They went in there and they won the game. It wasn't over the top. It wasn't flashy. It wasn't anything that blew you away. But I said this Friday. It feels to me like this is one of those games that you got to know what you're up against. You got to know what you're up against. This isn't a Vanderbilt team that matches up with you on paper, position by position, talent-wise. That's it. They're not on paper. They're not as good as you are. Position to position, they're not as good as you are. But they got a good coach. I like their coach, Clark Lee, a lot. They've got a fan-damn-tastic quarterback. I wonder what Diego Pavia would do if he was playing for Georgia. I don't think Georgia loses a game if Diego Pavia is there. Carson Beck's a joke. Those of y'all preseason that were telling me, oh, you know, Carson Beck's going to be a runner for number one overall draft pick. And I said, what? I almost said, shut up, but that's not a nice thing to say. Okay? I said, shut up. No, he's not. Stop it. I said, no. Carson Beck is just, as always, surrounded by Georgia talent. Carson Beck's not good. Carson Beck went down to Oxford, Mississippi, and got it handed to him. So I said they got a good quarterback, they got a good head coach, and now they got something that makes them more dangerous than the combination of a good coach and a good quarterback. They got belief. The Vanderbilt Commodores believe they should win this game. The Vanderbilt Commodores believe that they are better than you. Their fans believe they're better than you, which means that Vanderbilt Commodores Stadium is going to be a hard place to win. Don't go down there and try to put up a hundo. Go down there and win the game. Go down there, do your thing. Run your game, win your way. And they did that. So we're going to round of applause for Shano. Dabo and the boys get a dub this week as well. We're going to talk about that one, and so do Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. I told you. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Let me make something real clear, real quick. I, as did Lonzo, as did most of America, picked the New York Football Giants to win over the Carolina Panthers last week. What I was saying on the way out there was not that I told you Carolina was winning the game. I did not. What I told you was Bryce Young can be, if nothing else, at this stage in his career, an effective game manager to win you some football games. And I'm gonna gas up Zoe here too. As Zoe has said many times, if you run the ball to set up the pass, if you run the ball to be an efficient running team, that everything else is going to work better because of it. Chuba Hubbard got the 28 carries that Rashad and Lonzo have been begging him to get. He ran for 153 yards and a tutty, and what did it do? It opened up the field for Bryce Young to be an efficient game manager. Did Bryce Young blow you away with his performance on Sunday? No. At least I hope not. If you were blown away by that, you're probably like a Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech kind of fan. They didn't blow you away.
Yeah, they maybe win one more game on the season.
I need them to win one more game for my over bet to cash.
Okay, and that one more game would be Dallas.
You got the Chiefs coming up on the 24th. You got the Buccaneers at Philly, back home for Dallas, back home for Arizona, on the road at Tampa, on the road in Atlanta. I agree with you. This team's probably finishing 4-13. And 4-13 is at best. They could very well finish 3-14. Could finish 4-13. Math is hard. It's why I'm a words guy. They could finish with four. They could finish with three. I don't think they're finishing with five, but I think they could finish with four. I think there's one more win, and I do agree. It's at home against the Dallas Cowboys, December 15th, 1 p.m. I'm probably going to go to that game, to be honest. So, what you
another
got?
Another game I'd like to go to, but it's the highest priced game on their schedule.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Good thing we get press passes. Put on that white polo that you love.
You can't cheer in a
press box. That is exactly correct. But you know what you can do in the press box? Be at the game.
Let's face it. You've seen me at sporting events. It's not like I'm at this one. I was gonna say
you're most elated at a sporting event is like. Oh, look, Lonzo smiled. That's fun. That's fun. We must be having a real good time. I think you got what you needed out of this game. The game plan starts with run the ball. The game plan starts with Chuba Hubbard. And keep in mind, Miles Sanders went out of this game with an injury. I am kind of interested why Raheem Blackshear is not getting any touches out of the backfield. Any. We'll see if we see him. By the way, did the Panthers actually activate John Brooks? The window for activation was closed. Yes, they did finally activate him. He did not play this weekend, but they did activate him, which means I got to imagine we're going to see him next time out. Carolina's on the bye this week, and then they've got the Chiefs next week. Do you break out John Brooks for the Chiefs? We'll talk about that when we get a little closer. Here's what I do know. What I know is you ran the hell out of the ball. Chuba was giving you 5.5 a carry. What I do know is B.Y. showed you that he can be a smart scrambler, not a electrifying. He ain't Michael Vick. We all know that. He ain't Lamar Jackson. He ain't Josh Allen. And we all know that. But I don't need him to be. I need him to be an efficient scrambler, a smart scrambler. I need him to scramble the way I needed Tua Tagovailoa to scramble, but need Tua to never. By the way, Tua, what the hell are you doing, bud?
If you're a football player, you can't pull that back. You can't. And that's why he's a danger to himself.
You gotta learn. Like, I get it. If you don't know what we're talking about, Tua tossed a pick last night, and then Tua got in on the tackle, and he tackled him by throwing his head into the guy's knee. Tua. Literally anything else. Literally anything else is fine. Let that guy score. There was a whole ass offensive line around you. Let them do it. Tua's the only guy that if he throws a pick, if I'm Mike McDaniel, I'm like, hey, Tua, you throw a pick, you get your ass on the bench. I don't care if that guy's running it back 99 yards from the other side of the field. The minute you realize it's a pick, straight to the bench. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Take your rattling around in your head noggin over to the bench and have a seat. I don't need you in on any tackles. All right, anyway. I think Bryce showed you he can be an efficient scrambler. Not great. But again, he's a rookie. All right? He's a rookie. 15 of 25, 126, a touchdown, and an 86.4 QBR. I'm good with that. Okay? I'm good with that. That's the kind. And by the way, did you not feel, and I will say this. There were two or three that were bad throws. It's just a bad throw. He just missed the guy. Two or three. There were also two or three drops. Just outright drops. Just bad drops. Bryce Young's number, in an ideal world, in a there's no drops world, Bryce Young's probably closer to 18 of 25 for 190 and a touch, maybe two. But he's probably closer to 18 of 25 for 190 and a touch, maybe two touches. Either way, I'll take 18 of 25 for 180 or whatever it would have been. You got 15 of 25 for 126. I'm fine with it. And I for the 19th time, as Jacob just popped in the chat, and good morning, Jacob. Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate. The Fan Upstate on YouTube. The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. For the 99th time already this morning, and it is 6:29 in the morning. For the 99th time, I've heard against the Giants. I mean, yeah.
Well, it needs to be brought up because they did play the Giants.
The Giants, who, by the way, have the 18th ranked overall defense in the NFL. Let's not pretend that they're the damn, I don't know, who's ranked last. The Carolina Panthers. This is a team that is right in the middle of the pack, right? The Giants' defense is not the problem. And if you think the Giants, this is one of those things where, and Jacob, please don't take this personally or do. I don't know. I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you how to live your life. But please don't take this personally. This is one of those spots that I think that people just know that a team is bad and not why a team is bad. I think if you're going to throw that out there, I think you got to know why a team is bad. This as a team is a bad team, the New York Giants. Obviously, they've won two games. There are, by the way, just in case you are, just in case you're keeping track, there are now six teams in the NFL that have a worse record or the same record as the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are 3-7. The Saints are 3-7. The Giants are 2-8. The Cowboys are 3-6. The Jags are 2-8. The Titans are 2-7. The Browns are 2-7. The Raiders are 2-7. The Pats are 3-7. The Jets are 3-7. This is a bad NFL year. And I want to talk about that later in the show because I was watching the early games on Sunday. And I was watching the Saints whoop that Falcon ass one more time again. Take it, ATL. We suck and we still got you, dog.
I can't believe that we didn't start this program with the celebration. The Saints are back, baby.
Super Bowl incoming. Coach Riz is him. We all knew it. I told you last Friday. I'm like, yo, Riz is in charge. The Saints are going to the dance. It's over for all you out there. It's over. New Orleans is back. We back on top, baby. It's a bad year in the NFL. We'll come back to that too. Because I was watching the noon games and like, I got to tell you, the wife said, if I put the TV on outside, can we go outside and clean up the storage shed? If I put the Saints game on outside? I was like, yeah, it's fine. Like, these games suck. All of them. These games suck. All right, we'll come back to that in a minute. But point here is, the Giants are a bad team. The Giants are a bad team. But the Giants are a bad team not because of the defense. The Giants are giving up right now. If you're just looking at total yardage and touchdowns, the Giants have given up 333 yards per game. 334 yards per game and 21 touchdowns. The Vikings aren't a bad team, are they? No, I don't think so. 332 and 18 touchdowns. The Bills, 333 and 19 touchdowns. That's a pretty good football team. The defense ain't the problem. The defense is performing in a way that's got them right in the middle of the pack. They just stink on offense. They're embarrassing on offense. So for the Panthers to go out and put up a combined whatever it was, 118 on the ground, 118 through the air, 188 on the ground. So you're looking at 312-ish, whatever, yards of total offense. Right on average. It's slightly under the average that the Giants have given up this year. And then you got to take into consideration that, yes, both teams had to do it, but take into consideration the fact that this was after a long flight, not just across the pond, but across the pond and then halfway across Europe to Germany to play this game. You're playing it on a soccer pitch, which have historically been craptastic surfaces to play on. I'm not unhappy. You ran the ball well. You used Chuba Hubbard having a career day to open up the field for everybody else, and Bryce Young was efficient with the ball. Three drops that would have got him up to closer 180, 190 yards altogether. Touchdown. No interceptions. It's a foundation, people. A ladder. You don't go from the bottom rung to the top. You go from the bottom to the first rung, then the second, then the third, then the fourth. And you knew this whole season was just going to be a matter of getting two or three rungs underneath your boots. We're going to talk more Carolina Panther later on in the show. There's a lot to get to. Also, here's the biggest issue. Did an NFL player poop his pants, Lonzo?
He said on Gatorade.
Okay. You know that ever-famous brown Gatorade that they serve infamously?
It's kind of yellowish. It's definitely yellow. You put some dirt in there from the ground on with the yellow. It's going to have that
Justin
color.
Justin Houston said, "Hey, y'all, I sat on some Gatorade. Just chill." Back after this on the Rob Brown.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show in the Fan Upstate. South Carolina gets the win this weekend on the road over Vanderbilt. They go knock off Diego Pavia and the Vanderbilt Commodores, which is a good win. It's exactly the type of win you needed to have. Did it blow anybody off the page? I mean, you'd initially gut reaction, knee-jerk reaction, say no. 28-7 is your final. But I would also like to point out that this is the same Vanderbilt team that, yes, while they did lose to Georgia State back in the early part of the year, this is a team that knocked off Virginia Tech. This is a team that knocked off Alabama. This is a team that had number 5 Texas on the ropes and lost by a field goal. All, by the way, at home. The loss to Georgia State was on the road. The loss to Missouri, which was a 3-point loss, was on the road. They beat Alabama at home. They won at Kentucky. They beat Ball State at home. They lost to Texas by a field goal at home. They went to Auburn and got the win a week earlier. This is not necessarily a win that blows you off the table, but it's also not a regular way to go to Vanderbilt and do what you're supposed to do kind of year. You had a better day at Vanderbilt than Texas did. You had a better day at Vanderbilt than Alabama did. Now, you know, I've told you all the time, I do my best not to get too deep into the intangibles. I do my best not to get too deep into the emotions. Oh, well, you know, they had this guy was this, and he was playing for his mom, and this guy over here was, you know, playing to set this record. Okay, like, I can't quantify that. I can't tell you what that means or what the emotional reaction was and how it impacted the game. All I can tell you about is what I saw on the field and what I didn't. On one hand, to now go ahead and talk about those things anyway. On one hand, this is a Vanderbilt team that was feeling itself a little bit. On one hand, this is a Vanderbilt team that believes in itself. We've played you. I've been telling you all year. I love Clark Lee. I love their head coach. I played audio from this guy in the locker room and in the tunnel coming out to play. I've already played. I played you close to four and said, somebody hand me the damn Rydell helmet. I'm ready to go. This is a dude who says the things that get the old juices flowing for one Rob Brown. Love this guy. Number two, Diego Pavia is a dog. Dog? He's a dog. He's the type of dude that has no slow up. He's the type of dude that has no slow down. He's the type of dude that I'm convinced he could be down 28-7, and he's still going to try to get it done. 13 carries, 65 yards, and a touch on the ground. In fact, the only touch, the only score Vandy had. I like Diego Pavia a lot. And we said coming into this game, the good news for South Carolina is that their strength, we talked to Chris Miller, the host of the South Carolina Gamecock pre- and post-game show on Friday. And he and I, you know, I asked him the same question that I ask most people that come on the show. Your team can win if blank. And he and Lulu Kesson of the Greenville News, who we had on Thursday, both had the same answer. If the two defensive ends prove once again why they are the best defensive end combination in college football this year. And they did, in my opinion. They did. They limited the run game. 13 carries, 65 yards for Pavia. No other ball carrier for Vandy had more than 30 yards in this game. Cedric Alexander, no, not that one, had 10 carries for 30 yards. That's the bet. Nobody else had double digits. Nate Johnson had 7. A.J. Newberry had 4. Monty Jones had 2. Vandy ran for 108 yards. I'll give him that. You know what South Carolina did? They ran for 214 yards, including a buck 26 and a couple of tutties for Raheem Sanders. Lenoris had 13 totes for 38 yards. And by the way, you know, if there was a... if there was a way to track, you know, I may go back and do this. I just thought about this now. If there was a way to track yardage accumulated by a quarterback after contact had been made with the quarterback in the backfield, I'm talking yak yards for a quarterback after avoiding a sack, I got to assume Lenora Sellers would be leading the country right now. Because there was, Vandy had him dead to rights. Like 15, 16 yards behind the line of scrimmage, down by the goal line, had him dead to rights, and somehow he gets out of that, slides out of that, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. That was like a solid 15 yards of rushing that goes down as a zero.
He's a large young man. He's very elusive, and he's going to get bigger and stronger.
He's young. He's thick with multiple C's on the end. And he's slippery as hell, man. Like, this is a dude. I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again this week because it's true. Every damn one of y'all that said Lenora Sellers is the problem, y'all owe that man an apology letter and, like, an edible arrangements or something.
I was so excited, if you remember, at the beginning of the year about his possibilities and how he's only going to get better, and he's continued to improve.
I do want to point out, and I'm not going to say willing to own it because I wasn't wrong. I'm still not wrong. I'm pointing out that my biggest complaint through the first 4 weeks, 5 weeks of the college football season was what? Lenora Sellers isn't getting good fast enough. I said quarterback development is a problem for me right now. And because of that, I think the game plan and I think the offensive play calling might be limited in a way that is damaging South Carolina. And I was ready to hang that on the hands of Dow Loggins. Let me be the first to say, I think we owe Dow Loggins an apology too. I think we owe Clayton White an apology too. And this is very interesting to me. And it's very interesting to me because at the end of last year, do you all recall what the chorus of critics was singing about the Gamecocks of South Carolina? Shane's got to fire his coordinators, get rid of his buddies, and get some new dudes up in here. Remember at the end of last year, it was people going, Clayton White ain't it. Dow Loggins ain't it. These guys ain't it. And I got to tell you, here we are. After a win against Vandy, I haven't even said this yet. Let's make this clear right now. We said coming into the year, what was our floor? What was the lowest expectation for the South Carolina Gamecocks? I said at the beginning of the year, and this is why I do it every year, I asked Gamecock fans to give me your perfect, your dream scenario, realistically. And I asked Gamecock fans to give me their least realistic expectation, right? Or excuse me, your worst expectation. What is the best you can do and what is the worst you can do and be okay with it? And I would say that however I phrase the question, every damn one of y'all said bowl eligibility or GTFO. Bowl eligibility, or it's time to make a change. Ladies and gentlemen, after 9 football games, the South Carolina Gamecocks are going bowling. It's official. They're 6-3. They got 3 games left to play. And not just 3 games left to play, but they got 3 games left to play, 2 of which they will be favored in. I absolutely believe the South Carolina Gamecocks are not just going to be favored over the Missouri Tigers. Lonzo, here's my prediction. I haven't looked it up yet. Gamecocks are going to be favored by double digits in this game.
Wow.
Gamecocks are going to be favored by 10 or 11 or 12, somewhere in that range. I'm predicting it'll either be 10.5 or 11.5. And I'll look up the line here in just a minute. Gamecocks are going to be favored by double digits in this game. They're 7 wins. If I would have told you, Gamecock fans, if I would have told you a week before the season this team was winning 7, you would have said, "Dope, sweet, bro." If I'd have told you going in they were going to go 8-4, you would have said, "Come on, man." Like, I'm excited. I think we're in the right direction, but 8-4? Here's the thing. If I would have told you that 9-3 was on the table, and let's be very clear, it is. Because I'm sorry. Clemson, I'm not saying you're worse than South Carolina. I'm saying you're beatable by South Carolina. That Louisville L did a lot. South Carolina's got 9-3 on the table right now. I don't think they're going worse than 8-4 because I don't think Missouri is beating them. And I don't think Wofford is going to pull an upset of the millennium, right? There's 8-3. Now, not that the Clemson game doesn't matter. It absolutely does. But there was a lot of us that wondered if that Clemson game, if the result of that game was going to determine whether or not the Gamecocks were bowl eligible or not. It's irrelevant now. It's relevant in terms of the pride and the rivalry and yada, 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 obviously. Like, it's relevant in terms of all those things. But in terms of whether or not the Gamecocks are going bowling, that is now an irrelevant game. You are. Question answer. So, I think we got to give Clayton White some flowers. I think we got to give Dowell Loggins some flowers. And I think a lot of y'all, and by y'all, I mean us, I think a lot of us owe Shane Beamer some flowers. Because a lot of y'all were ready to string that young man up by his pinky toes this offseason. Oh, you're sticking with the wrong coordinators. You don't have the stones to make the changes that you need to make to bring in some good offensive and defensive coordinators to get that. And that's fine. Except for he said, guys, stick with me here. I got a plan. I got a plan. And would you look at that? Now he gets to look the camera deadpan halfway through and say, I love it when a plan comes together. Because these two coordinators, I think it took some time. I think it took some time. I think it took a little bit of development. I think it took a little bit of patience. I can't whistle. But.
Thank goodness.
But he put it all together. The coordinators put it all together. And what'd you do? You went to Vandy and you beat him exactly the way you were supposed to. Actually, beat him worse. You covered the spread by a lot of points. Thank you very much. Cha-ching. These two coordinators deserve some flowers, kids. Dowell Loggins and Clay White deserve some flowers because they have been dialing up excellent game plans. They have been developing players within that game plan, which I think is more important than anybody talks about. And Shane let them work. And boy, did they cook. We'll talk more of that. We'll get into Clemson's win and their setup against Pitt this weekend and more, all coming up after Lonzo seduces you with this Sports Flash.
The Miami Dolphins knocked off the LA Rams last night, 23-15. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was tested for a concussion after taking a shot to the helmet, attempting a tackle on an interception. Shouldn't do that, but stayed in the game, going 20 of 28 for 207 yards and a touchdown. Miami improves to 3-6, while LA falls to 4-5. Cleveland Cavaliers improved to 12-0 with a 119-113 win over Chicago on the back of a 36-point effort from Donovan Mitchell. The unblemished record makes them the eighth team in NBA history to go unbeaten through the first 12 games. We are 4 days away from boxing history as a knockout machine. Iron Mike Tyson takes on the most punchable face in boxing, Jake Paul. Stay tuned right here for the hype leading up to the fight, which goes down Friday night. Tune in this Friday at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Tulane Green Wave in hardcore action. It's Furman versus Tulane right here on The Fan Upstate.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.